Item number 19, please.
Item number 19, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, requesting authorization to extend the standby reimbursement agreement with U.S. Bank for a period of 1 year from August 15, 2014 to August 15, 2015.
Mr. Mansky.
Scott Mansky, Milwaukee County Comptroller. In the recent years, what we have done is brought this agreement back for an extension for an additional year. This goes back to, I believe it's 2003, when we were providing assistance to Midwest Airlines. And we did that through, they had loans for two industrial development revenue bonds that helped them build hangars at the airport. And we provided credit assistance by providing the guarantee to those two bonds. Those two bonds are still outstanding but are being paid down now by payments. Midwest Airlines was sold to Republic Airways, who bought Midwest and Frontier Airlines at that time. Recently, Republic Airlines has sold the Frontier portion of the airline, but they still maintain the ownership of Midwest and Skyway. The Skyway hangar right now is being considered for rental by Cessna to use that hangar, and the Midwest hangar is being used by Republic and Frontier for maintenance services. Also, the second floor of Midwest is a call center for ticket sales and that. So they are still using that hangar. There's, I think, 100 or so employees in the second floor there using that. So under our agreement, the county entered into agreement with U.S. Bank to be the standby reimburser in case there was any issues with the bonds. Midwest Skyway are current on their payments through Republic. They continue to make the principal and interest payments on these items. You can see on the third page in the memorandum that the debt has gone from $14.2 million down to $12.5 million, and they continue to make payments. The debt is supported by two appraisals on the Midwest hangar and the Skyway hangars, and then two reserves, one a Midwest Airlines reserve. $900,000 was given at the original time of the deal. This includes the interest on that. And then the state gave us $4 million. Under our agreement with the state, as principal is paid down, we have to start reimbursing the state and Racine County. Since the loan of $4 million was given through Racine County. So that payment is going back as a percentage each year to them. That's why this amount has been dropping from originally around $5 million down to about the $4.5 million. They've been attempting to sell the hangars, seeing if they can sell those. That's been for a year or so now, but that still isn't there. But they're remaining current, and we need to extend the agreement for an additional year. This is similar to what we've done in prior years. I have talked to U.S. Bank, who is willing to extend it, and also to Republic Airways through Midwest and Skyway, and they're willing to extend it also.
Supervisor Lipscomb, Supervisor Roman West moves to adopt.
So we see this every year, and I think we're basically told, well, there really isn't anything you shouldn't not do it.
Right.
So why do we review it every year, just to see where we're at? I mean, we're in a relatively stronger collateral position now than previously, at least in theory. Although I guess I would question if they've been trying to sell it and can't sell it, whether it really has the value that they're booking it at.
The reason that we've been doing it recently year to year is because we've been trying to, because of the status changes that where Republic has sold Frontier, not sure if they would continue to use the items or not. The other thing, too, is the reason anybody can hold, there's a letter of credit which guarantees this. So U.S. Bank issues this letter of credit, which provides the guarantee for the total amount of the debt that's outstanding. Well, any bank can issue that letter of credit. So it's up to each year whether Republic and through Midwest and Skyway wants to renew it with them or whether they want us to go to a different bank. That letter of credit fee is about 1%. So it's just a question whether they want to continue that or not.
If we're really the one backing the letter of credit, right?
Yes.
Then why use the letter of credit? I mean, why wouldn't we just explicitly back it and take the fee?
The Industrial Development Revenue Bonds, both of them required that there be a letter of credit there. Okay. So there was also support of the assets, but, you know, I would have assumed that the assets would have been sufficient enough just to support it based upon their appraised values and that. But the bondholders, or when they originally issued these industrial development revenue bonds, which is not unusual, they wanted the full guarantee and support of the letter of credit. So that's the problems that Midwest ran into, is that the bank was requiring them to guarantee and put all of their fixed assets behind it, not only those assets, but any other assets they had. So they were guaranteeing about $30 to $40 million of assets, Midwest was, to put behind this for approximately a $16 million loan. That's why they came to us back in 2003. But the agreement originally required that both of these have these letter of credits, so it continues to this day. You can't change those agreements. You would have to contact each individual bondholder and go back to them and say, I want you to agree to a different setup, but that's pretty much impossible.
We have a motion to adopt. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Romo West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 19 for adoption prevails.
Thank you very much. Item 20, please.